insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck.
And I'm Dave.
And it is great to be back, Dave. I missed you.
Well, I missed you too.
We had a great Christmas, our family. We went up to Monroe and spent it with my father-in-law, and we had a wonderful time. And how about you?
Well, I spent a lot of the last month sort of ailing, and I even went to the hospital to get checked out at the emergency room, and everybody assumes it's COVID.
Let me guess, you had COVID.
No, I did not have COVID. There's a lot of other stuff out there besides COVID. No, I had something called pancreatitis. But everybody assumes that's it. Must be COVID. Oh, no. Terrible.
Yeah, I know. There is a lot of COVID going around right now.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to minimize that. We understand it. But it's also not having the effects that it did when it was first released. So I believe that the variants are losing its power or strength.
I wonder how many people are like me and now hate the word variant.
I do. I think we're on like the third or fourth variant.
No, at least the sixth.
You think?
So when alpha, beta, delta, lambda, epsilon. Okay, so this is at least a fifth.
Didn't they skip one?
Probably so. I don't know, for political reasons or whatever. But the World Health Organization, when they first started talking about the Omicron, they were saying it seems to spread really fast, but we don't know how serious this is. This is about 6 weeks ago they said that. Well, the data bear that out, at least in Louisiana. I don't have access to other states, but every day I check what the state statistics are, and the number of positive tests is absolutely through the roof. Of course, there are a number of parishes where 40% of the population are reported as having had a positive test. Wait, you're telling me there's some place where 40% of the population was sick? No. What's happening a lot of times is people are being tested over and over and over and over again. And I was reading the other day, if you recover from COVID for about the next 3 months, you're going to test positive.
Oh, really?
So if you get tested again and again and again and again, that's going to go into the positive test count. So, yeah, there's a lot of positive tests, but I think even the governor recognizes they're not valid because he originally had a standard saying you have to mask up if we have more than 100 positive tests per 100,000 population. Well, did you notice he didn't reinstitute his mask mandate? And we're now up over 200 positive tests per 100,000 population. I think that shows that, oh, yeah, we recognize this isn't that serious. The great majority of deaths occurred early on. It was people with other conditions, you know, the elderly and so forth. And I can't really talk about the elderly because I'm one of them myself. But
are you really?
I am. That I am. So I'm probably old enough to be your dad. So when we count up all of the positive tests, okay, let's compare that to the number of deaths. The number of deaths in Louisiana is just absolutely minimal. Approximately 130 people die every day in Louisiana from all causes, not just COVID. Well, the number of those that's presently attributed to COVID is about four out of 130, which is something like 3% of the deaths. And, you know, we're not told, is this only from COVID or is COVID a contributing factor or whatever? But you can see all of these things if you go to libertyorlockdown.live, click on the tab that says more, and then Mr. Prentice's statistics, and you can see the graphs. This is direct from the State Department of Health website. It's not any numbers that I made up. I'm not saying COVID is not real. I'm just saying these are what the numbers are. This is what the trend is. And people are just not dying from it.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's good news.
Although eventually, you know, if you read your Bible, about half the Earth's population is going to die. That's like 4-point-some billion people. Well, I don't think it's COVID, but this is sort of conditioning us, in my humble opinion, this is sort of conditioning us for that eventuality that's going to happen someday.
Eventually.
Yeah.
It's going, we're going to, you know.
Of course, even if there's no COVID, even if there's no cancer or whatever, you know what the death rate is for human beings?
What's that?
100%.
That's right.
We are all going to die.
Yes,
we just
we
need
are.
To make sure that we're ready to meet our Maker when it's time. You need to be sure you're trusting in Jesus because, hey, newsflash, folks, you're not good enough. I'm not good enough. Nobody's good enough. That's why Jesus died for you. If there's any way to be saved other than his death on the cross, then he died for nothing.
Ultimately, that's where we need to be, is having a relationship with the Lord. And with that being said, where are we with our stats? I mean, is that it?
Well, the positive tests are through the roof. They're way, 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 way up for statewide, parish-wide, and so forth. But the deaths are really, in the state, it's 4 per day. Orleans and Jefferson, it's really close to 0 every day. So people are just not dying of this thing.
That's good. That's good. I know my daughter, right before we came on the air, was telling me she tested positive, and so did her husband. And I know that the CDC now recommends 5 days to stay indoors.
Yeah, and it's, you know, okay, not to minimize COVID, but if you have the flu, yeah, you're going to be indoors for 5 days or so. So it's a very similar thing. If you get sick, get treated and quarantine yourself. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. If you're not feeling well, be respectful of others. You don't want to contaminate them anyway, right?
Yeah.
So those are standard things, standard procedures we would do out of respect for other people.
Yep.
Right?
So we'll make sure not to lick the microphones or cough on them or anything like that.
Oh, my God. TMI, Dave. TMI. Too much information. All right.
If anybody out there is listening saying, wait, why can't I find them online? Why can't I see the streaming video? Well, we're doing screaming video today. There was a change of computer systems, and so we're just screaming at the computer, but we can't stream it today. I'm so sorry.
Right, so we're not live on Facebook today, but you can go to WGSO.com, and you can listen to Thursday's broadcast. You can hit the tune-in button and listen to us live that way. If you're not in your car, I know it's 5 o'clock drive time. So for a lot of you who are out there, we appreciate you. Our listeners, we miss you. I know you were able to listen to a dear friend of mine, Sharon Bolin, with Sharon Bolin Ministries, two or three of the weeks in a row. And that was really nice, bringing in Christmas and the new year. And I know we have Michael Murphy on the line as well. How much time do we have before we go on the break? All right, let's get Michael on the call. Mike, are you there?
Hey. Yes,
how
y'all doing?
2 minutes. How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, wow. Happy New Year.
We're going to go on the break in 2 minutes, so.
Okay. Well, I'll just give the word of the Lord as fast as possible. This is what he told me. For those that have been faithful with little, they will be given more. I need your talents and gifts for this time. Let go of the supply in your hand so I can fill it, as the manna that fell from heaven was only good for a day. Many of you have been given things that are becoming stale. Learn to use what I give you and not bury, for you will be given more. Fear is not from me. Pray before you make decisions. Let peace guide you. Many people have spoken things that place fear in your hearts. If you follow me, there is nothing to fear. There will be movement this year. New things must happen. Who have you allowed in your life? Much prayer and meditation will show you those you should be around. I could have taken Israel to the promised land very quickly, but their unbelief prevented me. This year, believe me so you can finally walk into your destiny, says the Lord. And you know what? I've been real quick. I know that what's on the Lord's mind is harvest, preparation, and giving right now because he's planning something big. And I had one thought while I was listening to y'all, and I don't mean it to offend anyone, but what if we all just quit talking about COVID?
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
What if we all just quit talking about it? It would probably go away. But anyway, that's just, anyway, that was a great evangelistic message, Dave.
All right,
and
thank you.
I'm
the
glad
Lord bless
y'all
you.
Good.
We'll see you next week. We're going on a quick break.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168, or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
So will I stand up and do something now, or sit and watch my TV?
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck.
And Dave.
And it is great to be back. I am so excited to be back. It feels like I've missed out on a whole month or so.
I think you did.
Right. Well, I'm doing much better. So I'm excited to get going. 2022, I feel, is going to be a energetic year filled with a lot of victories. I think that we've been able to see what's happened in 2021 concerning, and this is just me, the illegitimate Joe Biden administration and everything that they have done to destroy the United States of America, and even in our own local state, Louisiana, our corrupt politicians, both Democrat and Republicans.
And Louisiana, I think, is losing population as opposed to the other states around which are gaining population.
I just came from Alabama today. I was there for a few days visiting my sister, and the roads there are absolutely gorgeous. Not one pothole. The lines between the lanes are bright yellow and white. And
they actually have lines?
They have beautiful lines.
Wow.
They have reflectors on the dark roads. You don't need, I mean, it's amazing. There are no potholes. It is incredible. And I don't understand why we don't have streets like Alabama.
Could it be corruption?
Yeah, they're stealing the money, pocketing it,
yeah.
And we're not fixing our roads.
Yeah.
We've had Democrats run New Orleans for older than I am, before I was ever born.
Yeah.
And look how run down New Orleans is.
Oh, getting worse all the time.
And they're all stuck on gentrification and pulling down statues and bringing in people like Sarah Ravitz, spells her name with a V. Who wants to call local people like myself racists, and she's a transplant from Washington State. These people are destroying our city. They're destroying it. These people who are coming in from other states, they're not local New Orleanians. They want to take us all out. They don't even want us to be on air. They don't like me speaking, The Federation, the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women, I volunteered for 10 years giving a lot of my time and money, and because I want to fight for my state. I believe in Louisiana. I love Louisiana.
Yeah, but you have your own opinion, and that's not allowable.
No, I cannot speak. And that's the reason we have liberty or lockdown, so we can speak.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be able to voice our opinion. And we're a red state with rhinos. Democrats with R's behind their name do not represent us. We're red state. You know that, right?
I know that.
Absolutely a red state. So do not be deceived by the Democratic corrupt politicians, John Bel Edwards, even Cynthia Lee Shang, who is a Republican, yet she's really a Democrat.
Yeah.
She wants to, right now, as we're speaking, they want to vote in NOLA's health social policies into Jefferson Parish. Did you read about that?
No, I did not.
Yes. And guess who's on board? Old Rhino Scott Walker.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's bring in NOLA's social policies to Jefferson Parish.
So let's compare how's our health situation in Orleans and Jefferson. Orleans has got these really serious restrictions. Jefferson doesn't, but the results are pretty much the same. So now let's impose what we had in Orleans. It didn't make any difference anyway.
There you go. You just summed it up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Their actions show you that they're not true Republicans. They're following lock and step with these Democrat socialist agendas, and they're trying to destroy Jefferson Parish just as they destroyed New Orleans.
Somebody's pulling the strings from way higher up, much above Biden, much above Soros. Ultimately, I think the devil's pulling the strings of these people.
It's greed, selfish gain and greed. You know, they have their palms out, these politicians. As long as their families do well, they'll do what they're being told. That's like Julia Letlow. I was told by my federation that she was not a rhino. I asked if she was a Republican in name only on Facebook, on the Federation's page, Louisiana Federation of Republican Women's page, and I was treated as if I was a criminal for asking that question because she hadn't voted yet. But the reason why I asked that is because she was outside being interviewed with a mask on. And to me, that's virtue signaling.
Yeah.
Take your mask off, speak to the interviewer, and speak to the people. You're running for a position.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people gave her a vote because it was more like a sympathy vote because her husband, you know, had passed away, Matt Letlow. And guess who she just voted for? She just voted for Senator Bill Cassidy's vaccine passport.
Oh, our favorite guy, right?
Yes. Another Republican in name only.
Only 5 years to go until we can vote him out. Is it five or
Jay
four?
Darden, Republican in name only.
Yeah.
Clay Schexnider, House Leader, Republican in name only.
Yeah.
Stephanie Hilferty, Republican in name only.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Wow.
And I'm a Republican, but I do not want these people who don't represent my family and our core values for freedom and liberty being able to go to church, even during a lockdown. Oh, my. Right?
Well, that's one thing, since the governor had lost some lawsuits about that.
Yeah.
With his more recent mandates, he left out the one about you have to wear a mask in church, because that was unconstitutional.
Interesting. So we have a lot going on. I know we have a caller. Let's go ahead and get one of our callers on. Jesse from Metairie. How are you doing, Jesse?
Hello?
Jesse from Metairie. Hello? How are you doing?
Yeah, let me ask you a question. This is related to, I guess you could say, the casualty list that this virus, not the Delta, I don't know what to say, the Delta variant, Omicron, COVID-19, as you know, it's, you've got to have a roadmap to figure out what they're talking about. But you remember a few days ago, I think it was about less than a week maybe, Betty White died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was, what, about to make 100 years old?
Yeah.
Well, did she receive a vaccination against Omicron a few days before her death?
No idea.
I don't know.
I'd like to know about that.
Well, I don't
Google
know.
It and Google it and call us back.
I'm sure you can find out. It's out there. Anything else?
And one more thing. You know that the people down in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro, they have canceled their Mardi Gras, their carnival.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, if they take that, I'm sure it's because of Omicron, or the Delta variant from COVID-19, you know, so far we're not talking about the bubonic plague, but
right.
The thing is, to be just as bad, because this is really out of control. They have canceled theirs.
Yeah.
So those are the people that really should be labeled the Bartol Relay. Le Bartol Relay, let the good times roll.
Le Bartol Relay.
Yeah, Le Bartol Relay.
Yeah.
They're the ones that express a don't give a damn attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Time,
it's good to hear your voice, and we appreciate your calling into Liberty Elect. It's
afraid.
Very good to hear your voice. All right, our next caller, we have Tony on the line. Tony, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Huck.
Hi, hey. How are you?
Hey, Tony.
Doing really good for the New Year's. I got a public service announcement. Frank in Picayune, Mississippi. Please call WGSO. Frank, we need your assistance. you know, I want to take and ask you guys about the it would kind of a little bit what Joseph brought up. We have the Omicron, we have the Delta, and we have the COVID-19, and we have SARS-CoV-2. Now, what I'm trying to understand here, Dave, Huck, is how do you get Omicron? Did Omicron come from Delta or from COVID, or is Omicron just something that's in a human? Do I catch it from another person, or do I have to get it in my body?
Well, when you find that out, you get back to us and tell us, because we don't know.
We can't find it. That's just one of the things.
That's true.
You know, I know they say you cannot get COVID-19 until you get SARS-CoV-2. That's what the CDC website, the FDA and the CDC say that.
We're going to go on a quick break. We appreciate your call always. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back.
Them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
January 22nd and 23rd.
In West Wego at the Ilario Center.
Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, January 22nd and 23rd.
In West Wego at the Ilario Center.
Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. The State Health Department reports a single-day record high of just over 14,000 new coronavirus cases and 12 new deaths today. Governor John Bel Edwards says many of these new cases are reinfections.
To illustrate this, in November, we recorded 563 reinfections. And in December, as the Omicron rapidly surged, the number was 11,278.
The CDC says more than 90% of Louisiana coronavirus cases are the Omicron variant. Convicted in December of 8 sex crime counts, former St. Tammany Parish Sheriff Jack Strain is asking a judge to either acquit him or order a new trial. Strain's attorney argues there was insufficient evidence with which to convict him. Strain's sentencing is coming up January 18th. State Fire Marshal Butch Browning suggests we all use the new year as a reminder to test and check the batteries in our smoke and CO2 alarms. In a majority of fatal fires in Louisiana, the homes have no working smoke detectors. This is news on LRN.
Being young protects us kids from a lot of things.
Like paying bills.
And boring meetings.
Blech! But there's one big thing being young doesn't protect us from.
That's COVID.
Since August, COVID has made an average of 100,000 kids a week sick.
But now, kids 5 to 11 can get a vaccine tailored to give us the best protection.
For me. For us.
For our kids.
We can do this. Find a vaccine near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Agriculture is big business in our state. $11 billion a year for Louisiana's economy. When other businesses had to shut their doors, our essential Louisiana farmers and ranchers continue to provide each of us with the food and fiber we need to survive. That's why I'm a proud member of the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Brian Diaz with the NOAA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drinking food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOAAdrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
And now, an important message from Steve Harvey.
This pandemic isn't over yet. We got the vaccines. I got mine. You might have yours. But listen to this. Don't think just because you got the vaccine that you could just go crazy. Follow the current safety guidelines. I know the mask is hot, but you know what's hotter than these masks? Staying healthy. That's pretty fly, if you ask me. Let's unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Here we go. We're on our third segment.
Yes, could I mention a few things about the abominations done in the name of COVID?
Yes.
Yes, one of them, of course, Mr. Biden has insisted that any contractor who works with the federal government, not a federal employee, but with the federal government, if you have 100 or more employees, you have to require all of your employees to get vaccinated. Well, that's been struck down repeatedly by courts around the nation.
Yeah.
And they said, no, you don't have, Mr. Biden, you don't have authority over private employees. Federal government, maybe, but private employees, nope, not so much. And then he has also insisted that if you are in the military, you have to get vaccinated. Well, there's quite a number, you know, a lot of the military people are strong Christians, and they have religious objections to the vaccines because some of them were made with aborted stem cell research. And, you know, I don't necessarily agree with that. I've been vaccinated myself. But regardless, I certainly understand their objection. And there have been many people in the Navy, the SEALs, for instance, the Marines, that have said, no, I don't want to do this because I have a moral objection, and rubber stamp from the Department of Defense. Nope, denied. I don't think they've approved a single religious exemption so far.
No, zero. And zero religious exemption so far.
And one of the things about the SEALs I read that just absolutely horrifies me, you know, these guys go through incredible amounts of training, and they were told, if you won't get the vaccination, not only are you going to get a dishonorable discharge, you're going to have to reimburse the Navy for all that training out of your own pocket. Well, that also is on hold due to federal court mandates saying, no, you can't do that. So I surely hope that that the federal court orders hold because, you know, these are people that lay their lives on the line every day for us. And to be told you have to not only get kicked out of the service, but reimburse all of the training, that's just absolutely unconscionable. And then the third one.
I have family members who actually had to quit the Marines.
Yeah.
Because they were being forced to be vaccinated. And
yeah.
They were their religious exemption was not honored.
And this is one of the most horrifying things to me. There's a woman named Debbie Doster who has been being treated at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. And her kidneys have failed.
Yeah.
19% function. And if she doesn't get a kidney, she's going to die.
Wow.
Okay. So Vanderbilt University Medical Center told her, well, you have to get vaccinated against COVID. And she said, no, I have a moral objection to that. And they said, then forget it. You're off the transplant list. COVID has a mortality rate overall of less than 2%. Now, she's higher risk, of course, with the kidney failure. But her risk without getting a kidney transplant is 100% mortality. She's going to die. So Vanderbilt University said, no, because of this other thing that might kill you, we're definitely going to kill you.
So they sentenced her to death.
That's it. Yeah. So you can look that up online. It's at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and her name is Debbie Doster, D-O-S-T-E-R. So
it probably doesn't have time to go to another facility to try to get on another transplant
list.
Right.
It takes a long time to get on a list. She was on the list.
Well,
and she's been pulled off the list.
We'll be praying for Debbie and ask that the Lord Jesus Christ would bring her exactly where she needs to be and that he would protect her. I know of a lady personally who was put on that transplant list and received a kidney right away, and I know of a gentleman who was put on that list and received two. One didn't work out, and he got another one really quickly. So God can move in mighty, mighty ways.
Yeah.
So I just want to mention that the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans will be meeting again January, I believe, the 21st, which is the third Friday of every month at Andrea's from 11 to 1. You can go to WRCNO2016@gmail.com. If you're interested in attending the luncheons or becoming a member, annual dues are $40 a month, and the luncheons are $37. So again, that's WRCNO2016@gmail.com, and that would be January 21st from 11 to 1 at Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie. We have a lot of fights, a lot of things going on. We have a call to action part two. This is from one of our members, Juliette Laughlin. She's very active in New Orleans, and we absolutely appreciate the information that comes from her. The Republican State Central Committee meeting, 230 members. We need 116 votes to get a new chairman, and we're talking about a chairman for the Louisiana LAGOP. January 15th, RSCC, that's the Republican State Central Committee, election meeting, 10 a.m., Baton Rouge, Hilton Capital Center, 201 Lafayette Street, open to the public. And that, again, is January 15th. It's open to the public. If you are like my friend and member of the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans, Juliette, she left the Republican Party in spirit a long time ago. Juliette says that the party does not represent us. I'd have to agree with Juliette.
Yeah, it left her.
It left her. It certainly surprised me how, you know, after volunteering for 10 years within the Federation of Republican Women and seeing that every person that I campaigned for and phone banked and sign waved and everything that I did to turn out to be a Democrat with an R behind their name and voting socialist, voting against, you know, that's not how what I put them in there for. And I'm responsible because it's my vote that put them in there.
How dare you have an opinion?
Yeah, it's sad. And not only that, our club, I mean, we have 25, 30, sometimes 50 to 100 people, and we're influencing all these people on social media to vote, you know, for people like Bill Cassidy, and they're socialists.
Yeah.
This needs to be cleaned up. So I agree with Juliette. Nationally, Rona McDaniel is a disaster. She turned her back on President Trump, and she's basically stole his $200 million that we gave for the November 2020 audit. Trump had to send her a cease and desist to stop using his name to fundraise. I don't give, Juliette, I agree with you on this too. I don't give a penny to WinRed as a percentage goes to the RNC. Liz Cheney, Rhino.
Yeah.
These are Democrats with R's behind their name. People, wake up. Louisiana, wake up. It's not just the Democrats. It's the Republicans, too. Well, it's corruption from top to bottom and bottom to top. And we need to clean it out. We need to clean the House out. We need to clean the Senate out. We need to clean our local government out. Here in Jefferson Parish. And I mean, here in New Orleans, it is corruption. And so that's what we're here for, Liberty or Lockdown, is to talk about this as much as possible.
I saw an article on Facebook today. They were talking about how LaToya is denying people the ability to sell food out of their trucks and so forth.
Really?
And it said, after an overwhelming mandate of reelection, she's doing this. Well, wait. 72% of the people didn't even bother to vote.
Well, they said 65% voted for her, but that's 65 out of 22%, because only 22 turned out to vote, if they would just be honest.
So 18% of the voting population elected her. 10% said no. The other 72% said, we don't care.
They didn't even show up to vote.
Yeah.
So, I mean, New Orleans is going down the tube because people are not voting. They need to get out and vote. But then again, we still have Dominion, so... You know how that goes. So give your money straight to the candidate. And if Juliet was saying, if anyone knows how to get straight in touch with President Trump, she'd just give her money straight to him and not to WinRed. Alabama, South Carolina, Arkansas are among southern states with excellent party organization. And I can attest to that because Alabama streets are amazing. So nobody's pocketing the money. In New Orleans, that's something we need to do. Fix the roads, fix the infrastructure, and not Biden's way of fixing infrastructure, right?
Yeah. Build back better.
We are a very red state here in Louisiana. And yet, what do we have? Rhino legislation and leftist governors. Mm-hmm. And it's selfish gain. So, Rhino, Jay Darden, that's another Rhino. He oversees John Bel Edwards' administration. We deserve a great and much improved Louisiana, the LAGOP. The current chair, Louis Gervage, is a friend of both Juliet and mine. And he is a good man, but we need someone stronger, someone with a solid conservative who works hard for the people. Somebody like President Trump who doesn't care what you think about him. Because I don't care what y'all think about me. Yeah. I know who I am in Christ Jesus, and I want my state to be cleaned up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want your state to be cleaned up?
I would like that very much.
Yes, I want Louisiana cleaned up. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you. This is Martha Huckabee.
And Dave.
And with Liberty or Lockdown.
Oh, beautiful. Ah, heroes proved. In liberating strife, who more than self, their country loved.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, famed attorney and founder of Defending the Republic, Sidney Powell, will join us. We'll talk about the 2020 election and the ongoing legal challenges. And we'll wrap up the week with Ringside All-Star Donna Carol Voss. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, in our exciting 10th season of covering Saints football in the Red Zone, where we talk Saints football. We'll be on WGSO Radio 990 AM and on the internet at www.wgso.com. We'll talk Saints football live in the downtown Hilton Riverside Hotel in the world-famous Spirits Bar in the lobby of the hotel.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. the Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're in our last segment. We sure do miss our listeners, and we appreciate those who call in. We have Matthew on the line. Matthew, are you there?
I am here.
It's good
can
to
you
hear
me?
Yes, we can. Hey, loud and clear.
Man, this has been like 2 weeks in the wilderness not getting any reliable health statistics for Louisiana, except those nice people on television telling us, we're all going to die unless you're quadruple boosted.
Yeah.
Okay. To answer Tony's question, Omicron is a variant of the original virus that was released from the lab.
Thank you.
It is a variant forced by the vaccine targeting the spike protein.
Right.
The vaccine actually doesn't target the spike protein. It causes your body to build, you know, antibodies against the spike using mRNA to generate spike protein, which is a dangerous idea because, as Dr. McCullough points out, Dr. McCullough and Dr. Malone both point out the spike protein turns out to be the thing that makes the SARS-CoV-2 virus deadly. If it weren't for the spike protein, you could catch it and know it.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's exactly my thoughts. So basically,
spike,
I hate to say this.
Spike is so mutated that it is not causing the same cascade of side effects and symptoms. In fact, Omicron causes sore throat.
Yeah.
Stuffiness.
Yeah.
Sneezing.
Yeah. A lot of sneezing.
Sounds like a cold to me.
And night sweats. So in other words, NyQuil.
NyQuil.
Which will probably be banned along with ivermectin.
Maybe Theraflu.
And hydroxyquinone, can't take that either.
No, if you ask for hydroxychloroquine, I think that's automatically a death sentence.
Yeah.
But the quinine, how do you say it, quinine, in the soda?
Quinine
is good for you.
You can actually make your own using grapefruit peel and boiling it in water, letting it cool down and drink it.
Or you can just go to the store and get tonic water. It's got quinine
in it. That's what I do. They're going to ban that too.
You need to take a lot of tonic water. But elderberry is actually an effective zinc ionophore, and it acts in a similar way to quercetin, which is a great zinc ionophore, not as good as hydroxychloroquine. Ivermectin is both a zinc ionophore and a protease inhibitor, like this new big pharma drug that Pfizer came out with. But this is what it's all about. Is Pfizer and big pharma are trying to milk this disease for everything they can.
Yeah.
And if you ever watch the television networks, who do you see advertising on those networks all the time?
That's right. That's right. Well,
big pharma.
Mm-hmm. Big pharma.
So they don't want to tick off their advertisers by reporting the truth.
Nobody's going to report the truth, my friend. They're never going to report the truth. That's why we have Liberty or Lockdown here, to try and at least use the 1 hour that we have once a week to get what we can out there and at least do the best we can do. So,
yeah.
I hate to say this.
I have to ask you, have you forwarded any of the emails that I sent you today?
I haven't even seen your emails today, bud. I've just gotten in from Alabama. But I will take a look at them and see where we're at today.
Great run state.
What's that?
Confident, Matt. Alabama, I went there for the hurricane. It is a state that is run competent.
Competent. Very competent. You can tell. I'm telling you, just look at the roads. Go there and travel the roads. And it is extremely competent.
Yeah.
So we need to... these leaders in Louisiana need to be removed. We need some new leaders that won't steal and pocket the money I know the old establishment guard, like Mitch McConnell type thinking, is hurting us. We need new leaders who aren't here for selfish gain, like John Bel Edwards.
How about we don't need another leader?
Huh?
How about we need public? How about we don't need any more leaders?
Public servants? How about public servants? Yes, we need public servants.
No more leaders. We don't need another leader.
We don't need leaders. We need public servants. Out. You're right. I agree with that. Thank
All
you.
We want to know is what's beyond Corona Town.
Yeah.
I like an idea that was proposed by Plato in the Republic 2,500 years ago. He said, if you're going to go into public service, you need to have all of your assets frozen. When you come out of public service, you should not be allowed to have any more than when you went in.
Oh, they wouldn't like that. We wouldn't have all these corrupt people going into politics.
Yeah.
If that were the, well, thank you so much, Matthew. It's good hearing from you. We appreciate you, and we will hear from you again. Thank you so much. All right. So, yeah, we need to work hard to get some new public servants here in the state of Louisiana. And I'm doing my part. What are y'all doing? I mean, what are y'all doing out there? We need to call in. We need to voice our opinion. Go to these BSEE board meetings. Go to the school board meetings and come and sit with us at the Women's Republican luncheons and let's brainstorm and go to the State Central Committee. When did I say that was? January 15th. Pay attention. Get more involved. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, we sure do. Anything else? I know I wanted to mention. Do you know about all the farmland Bill Gates is buying up?
No, I did not know about that.
Lots of farmland. He owns 70,000 acres of farmland in Louisiana.
Wow.
It's almost 70. It's like 60-something.
And what's he growing on it?
Yeah, right. So most of the acres of the 19 states where he owns land, do you know that Gates' philosophy of farming is to use only genetically modified seed that produces products far less in nutritional value than non-genetically altered products? The products are toxic as well. So Bill Gates believes, okay, so here we go. Gates farmland is in Arkansas, Louisiana, Illinois. It's located adjacent to nearby the Mississippi River. All of his farmland is located on the main bodies of water or rivers that flow into the main bodies of water. Hmm. Using massive amounts of chemicals on his crop produces very toxic water runoff that drains directly into the main bodies of water that humans use daily.
And that would be us.
That's right. That's us.
The Mississippi River.
That's us. So did you know that Bill Gates owns John Deere?
Did not know that.
All of Gates' farmland is private land. Therefore, nobody can force him to do what's right. His farmland is also located on prime duck hunting and water flow migrating areas. Ducks and geese fly north and south every year. So what happens if you poison the ducks? And they fly north and they fly south every year. I don't know. It's something that we need to look into. If he's got this kind of land, that's where the ducks are going. This is something we need to talk about. Ducks poop.
And here's another
little
tidbit of information that's not directly related, but Chrysler announced yesterday they're discontinuing internal combustion engines in about 4 years. All Chryslers will be electric.
That's crazy. Well, anyway, so he's also allegedly poisoning the wildlife that lives near his farmland. So Bill Gates has control over a majority of the produce and other products that contains wheat that we purchase at grocery stores like Walmart. Bill Gates is part of this reason why people are not as healthy today as in the past. We need to look into this. We need Louisiana to wake up. We need to fight the corruption. And listen into Liberty or Lockdown every week.
And we also need to be ready for Jesus to come back and take us away. That's the only final solution.
Surrender your life to the Lord. And he's my leader. So I'm very thrilled about having Christ as my leader. And that he's the one who led me to do this and actually brought you in. And we're still here almost a year and a half later. All right. Next week, we'll see you on Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Huck.
And Dave.
The Lord bless you all. Thank you so much.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory
says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand